This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship stations in Tampa, Florida. We are nationally syndicated on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite and heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who are working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, maintenance, janitorial workers, security, and construction workers too, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo to register for a free gun a day giveaway and find out about how a USCCA membership can do for you. All right, we're joined right now by Frank Silvato, Managing Editor of the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, over the weekend, we found out that the FBI had launched a counter-terrorism probe against our President Donald Trump while he was in office after the firing of James Comey. And Lindsey Graham came out, and he wants to know who the leaker of the FBI probe was. He said, obviously, this person or persons had an agenda.
Well, the whole thing has an agenda. And you know, this goes back to the Clinton era. You know, we've been talking about this for a very long time, about how the Clintons politicized every agency in the federal government, especially the DOJ and the FBI. And they did it for a reason. They wanted to place people into mid to upper level career positions in order to block investigations into what they were doing.
Yep.
And this goes both ways. Not only when a Republican was in office, they were using those agencies, these politicized agencies, to work against the Republican administrations. This one just got out. Mm-hmm. This one just, someone slipped and someone leaked this and it got out.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what they did to George W. Bush as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got Donald Trump getting investigated by his own FBI and his own Department of Justice because of politics. Now who had to walk away from a presidency because they claimed that he politicized an investigative and law enforcement agency?
Richard Nixon.
But nobody's paying the price on the Democratic side for this. I mean, this is massive corruption of two of the most important agencies that have to be nonpartisan. So, you know, Donald Trump, we said it in the very, very beginning. I'm begging you to do it now before you leave office. Get rid of everybody in the appointed fields from all the other presidents at both of those agencies immediately. Otherwise, we're just going to keep suffering this garbage down the line.
Now, that all makes sense to me, what you're saying, but the average person is just shaking their head going, hey, same old, different day.
Well, of course, but that's because we're getting conditioned to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we must stand up we must demand that we have non-politicized Justice Department and FBI. You know what? You want to go a little bit further than that? But let's go to the budget office. During the Obama administration, when they were talking about unemployment,
yep,
those numbers were always false because they were politicized to say, let's spin this, drop this category, let's push that category.
Correct.
Part-time jobs are now full-time jobs, and the definition changed. That's what progressives do. They change the definition.
Mm.
So you've got a politicized labor department saying, the economy is wonderful, when the economy was horrible, and now you've got political people that are saying, well, we have to worry about the economy because the economy's not doing well when it's booming.
I'm glad you just used the P word, because that P word came out progressive during the Clinton years and administration, and it was used extensively during the Obama administration, and now the progressives want to be called liberals.
Oh, of course they do, because the classical definition of liberal is it's the opposite when you go into history. Being a liberal back then meant you were for the Constitution. Now that they had all this giant let's go progressive movement, let's identify as what we are, a big mistake, because when people start digging into what progressivism is, you realize it's a hair away from fascism, and it's married to socialism. And people don't want that because the economy is booming. So they have to once again redefine themselves to be something else. It's what they do. They change the definitions of things as the wind blows, so they look great in the public eye at the moment.
Mm.
It's not who they are. They change. They're chameleons. Progressives are the worst thing that's ever happened to the United States of America. It started with Woodrow Wilson, and it's been metastasizing ever since.
Yeah. Well, of course, again, as I said, the progressive label came during the Clinton years, continued mm-hmm. during the Obama years, and now, because they believe the mood of the country is changing, and they're getting more and more people in office, now they want to be called liberals, not progressives.
Yeah, and you look at people like Ocasio-Cortez, and this woman from Michigan.
Oh, God.
They're progressives.
That's why
they're trying to sell socialism to the American people. And you have the mainstream the Democrats who are trying to hold power saying, let's redefine that into liberal. Because when mm-hmm. people go back a few years and see liberal and they see people like Joe Manchin, we could mm-hmm. suck them into this too.
Okay, we're going to break, folks. We'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato of the New Media Journal and Underground USA podcast. And oh, by the way, get this one. Ocasio-Cortez is headed for the banking committee, where she will be sitting with Maxine Waters, the chairman of that committee. Oh, boy. Get ready for fireworks.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back. This portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at the DR Mold Solutions Company. Let me tell you something. When I bought my older home that I was fixing up here in St. Pete, one of the problems I had was mold. And I found out real quick that I had to get somebody that knew what they were doing to take care of the problem. And I did. Now, mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a lot more. So don't put your family at risk. Give my friends DR Mold Solutions a call because they have the EPA and FDA-approved method to kill mold in your home or your office. All you got to do is call them at 727-692-9622. They will travel anywhere in the state of Florida. So my affiliates around Florida, that means you guys to have a healthy environment. Again, call DR Mold Solutions today at 727-692-9622. Ask them about their New Year's special. Tell them the captain sent you because at DR Mold Solutions, they kill mold. Now, back to Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast. Okay, Frank, here we go. Remember Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and what they had to say back in the day about the border?
That I do.
Okay. I do believe I got the audio queued up right here, so let me get right to this. Go ahead, Barack. Where is he here? Nope, he doesn't want to cooperate. Okay.
No, he never did.
No, well, he's talking about putting more boots in the ground. He's talking about enforcing laws and not to let anybody hear ahead of anybody, and a background check, and paying taxes, a meaningful penalty, learning English, all these sort of things to assimilate into our population. And then, of course, here comes right after him the Slickmeister, Bill Clinton. And he talks about all Americans, not only in the States, but, you know, that they're disturbed by the large number of illegal aliens coming into our country. And then he goes on and he says, no one wants to come here and get here on the legal list and have people go ahead of them and this, that, and the other. And, I mean, it's just, I'm listening to him and I'm thinking, wow. What's changed?
Oh, sure.
What's changed? What's changed?
Nothing's changed. It's gotten demonstrably worse. And you know, add to that Chucky Schumer, who back then was thumping the drum for not only do we need immigration, comprehensive immigration reform and the enforcement of the laws, but he wanted a wall. Mm-hmm. You know, he wanted a wall. But today it's immoral. You know, back then Nancy Pelosi literally shepherded legislation through her chamber that went into law during the Bush administration, saying that we needed a barrier, needed a wall, needed enhanced immigration reform. And what are they doing today? They're reneging on the promise of the legislation that they insisted be passed.
Well, here's the other part of this, and nobody seems to be talking about this. At least the mainstream media is forgetting all about the people that work on the border, namely the Border Patrol and ICE, the local police that work down there, sheriffs and police officers, and then the farmers that are on the border, because they're all telling us how bad it is down there. I actually saw some farmers on the Texas-New Mexico border. Their association was standing together, if you will, and they were talking about this fence, and they showed this barbed wire fence, two strands of barbed wire, and they had actually dug a trench along this one farmer's property and build up a mound of earth that was much taller than the fence. They not only had to come through the trench to get up over the top, but they had to come down off that mound of dirt onto a barbed wire fence, which wasn't going to be pretty. And they were talking about all the different attempts with the groups of people that were just coming across at will, not only at night, but in the daytime too.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, that's our border delineation in many areas across the southern border is a piece of barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
You know, this comes down to, do you listen to people who actually exist there every single day, or do you listen to the politicians who talk about an ideological theory in Washington D.C. who wouldn't know what dirt on the bottom of their Bruno Mali shoes was to save their lives?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Border Patrol and Customs say we've got a crisis on the border, that should be the authoritative voice, not somebody who's pandering for votes in the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the mainstream media wants to take the easy get story, and they talk to the people in the suits on Capitol Hill because they're thinking with a theory, and they're using ideology to make their decisions. They're not talking to the Border Patrol agents or, like you said, the sheriffs that are in the local down there,
sure,
the farmers, people who are working the border every single day who know there's a crisis down there. They don't want to take that effort to go down there and get the story. That's how pathetic journalism's come today.
Well, my point for mentioning is that support for the wall has grown, and it's grown through these agencies that they're not reporting as to what they're saying and the facts that they're laying out there. It's like as if they don't exist, but then again, in their world, they probably don't.
No, of course they don't, because they manipulate the numbers. We proved that in the first segment when we were talking about the Labor Department.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll fashion the numbers to advance the story that they want. Don't let facts get in the way.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about the Michigan. We talked about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez going on the banking committee, and now they got this other loose cannon, the Democrat Rashida Tlaib from Michigan, from Dearborn, who posed with an anti-Semite who praised the terror group. And that same person said, I was honored to be at Congressman Rashid Tlaib's swearing-in ceremony in Detroit and private dinner afterwards with the entire family, friends, and activists from across the country. And this is just unbelievable. I mean, we've got some real dire radicals in our midst, not just people that walk the walk and talk the talk. These are people that do the talk.
Let's talk about Tlaib for a moment. There's a difference between being a Muslim and there's a difference and being an Islamo-fascist.
Mm-hmm.
She's she's elected from Dearborn, which has got one of the highest concentrations of hardcore devout Islamists in the country. And that means they have the highest concentration of Islamofascists. And when the difference between an Islamist and Islamofascist is that Islamofascists want to see the United States follow the Quran. And that's it. So we've got someone elected to office who is an Islamofascist, and that means the Constitution has to come in second in her eyes. She will use it as a tool to move the country towards what she believes, which is to follow the Quran first and foremost, and she'll deceive to do that. That's called al-Takiyya. But she's accurately representing a very big majority of the people that live there. This is what we get when we close our eyes to these enclaves coming in. They've got Sharia courts in Dearborn, Michigan.
Yeah.
And that's not a conspiracy theory. That's documented.
Yeah. And why is that being allowed to happen?
It shouldn't, because there should be nothing above our legal system, period.
That's correct.
You know, so you've got someone elected to Congress in her. You've got a full-blown socialist in Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, we've got to start getting back to having fidelity to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The charters of freedom are sacrosanct. They can't come in second to anything because they guarantee rights for everybody. When you start allowing people to have fidelity to the Quran or fidelity to an ideology like socialism before the Constitution, they start infecting our laws with those ideologies and dogmas.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have that.
All right, let's finish up with the California governor. The new governor now is calling for a tax on drinking water. So if you don't want to pay higher taxes, don't drink water.
That's right. So you have a utility which you pay for to have anyway, and now they want to tax the utility. That's unbelievable.
They want to raise it up higher than what it already is.
You know, I mean, that's how off the wall California's gotten with their budgeting. They have to tax water, and they're still in the red.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, there was an immigration loophole that was revealed last week that allows three MS-13 members to go free, and I do mean free, F-R-E-E, and as part of the unaccompanied alien children status.
You know, you have someone who's part of MS-13, you got to look at what their initiation rights are.
Oh, yeah.
No matter where they made the gang, and there has been a capital crime that's happened.
Yep, it ain't pretty. All right, Frank Silvato, manager of the New Media Journal Underground Podcast, Underground USA Podcast. Tell us how to hear your stuff, how to find your stuff.
You can go to undergroundusa.com or look for us on Facebook at NMJUS.
Talk to you next week.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, and we'll be right back with our insurance quarterback on sports, Patrick Kyle, and don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There are many reports over two different questions. One in the New York Times says the FBI investigated the president as a possible national security threat after firing the agency's director, James Comey. The second involves the president's discussions with his Russian counterpart. the Washington Post report that President Trump wanted even his own top officials kept in the dark about his meetings with the president of Russia has renewed questions like this from his critics.
Why is he so chummy with Vladimir Putin? Why is this President Trump's best buddy?
Second highest Senate Democrat Dick Durbin on ABC's This Week. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson had this take on CNN.
This is not a traditional president. He has unorthodox means, but he is president of the United States. It's pretty much up to him in terms of who he wants to read into his conversations with world leaders.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and we are back. And don't forget, Tuesdays is the day that you can have lunch with the Captain over at Mission Barbecue. Now, that's Mission Barbecue at 5602 West Waters Avenue in the Town and Country Center of Tampa. Now, we meet at Mission Barbecue, where America's first responders, firefighters, military, and police share in a wall of honor, where Mission Barbecue honors all of America's heroes every day at 12 noon when they play the national anthem. Now, if you want to stop by 12 noon and take part in that, you can. You can also enjoy the great food, bring a friend, and enjoy the experience you'll have at Mission Barbecue. Now, my group gets there. We're there 12, 12:30, 1 o'clock. We stick around till about 2 o'clock and having lunch with the captain. We got a big, long table there. We got certainly room for plenty of people. Last week, we met a first-time husband and wife Coast Guard couple that was there. They listened to the show down here from Minnesota. And he's retired, she hasn't, but she's stationed down here, and we had all our normal regulars that we used to have over there when we were going to our other place. We had them there, and we're going to add to it. So if you're looking for a place that honors our soldiers, firefighters, police, and first responders and just happens to have great food, we look forward to seeing you on Tuesdays at the Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. And by the way, have lunch with the captain. We're having a lot of fun with that. Okay, we got our insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. How are you this morning?
Played a little football yesterday and had a few winners, and now we're getting down to the division championships. Four teams left.
Yeah, started at 12, now down to four. Going to have New England going out to KC, and like you they're talking about. That looks like there might be some snow coming down next Sunday. I hope not. I don't like when the conditions can dictate the game.
And well, it may be Saturday, but then again, Sunday will be the after effects of this storm because it is coming that way. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. Like I said, I don't like the games being decided that way. Now, the New Orleans game will be inside the good old Superdome there in New Orleans. And they'll face the L.A. Rams. They had a great game a few weeks ago, just a shootout. So that should be an exciting match again.
Yeah, and that was, remember the old Rams with Mike Martz, the greatest show on turf?
Yes, the old St. Louis Rams. Yes,
sir. I got reason to believe that could be one heck of a shootout.
I hope so. It would be a lot of fun to watch a game like that. It was exciting. I believe it was week 9 they played, and very exciting ball game to witness and watch. I enjoyed that immensely.
Now, I noticed the odds makers right away made Kansas City a 3-point favorite.
Well, they're figuring they're even, and then it's at KC, so they always give a 3-point advantage to the home team if they feel that's a pretty even matchup. So that's why that went down that way.
Doesn't have anything to do with last year when the Chiefs were in it and they got beat by the Patriots. Doesn't have anything to do with that?
Well, I'm sure they're thinking that the KC's do, and there's a little chip on KC's shoulder to beat New England. I agree with you. And can Tom Brady do the magic again? Nick Foles almost pulled off the magic again yesterday.
Wow.
Unfortunately, there at the end, he couldn't. So that would have been.
And that, whatever that guy's name was, number 17, with the pass that went right through his hands?
Yeah, Alshon Jeffrey. You know, he's playing with a bad wrist, Matt, and that was probably what got him there. That guy got him to the Super Bowl last year and got him to the, you know, semifinal game this year. So he's been a good teammate and a good guy. I mean, you could see he felt terrible about it. Just an unfortunate part of the game. Just those things happen.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is will Brady retire if he loses?
Oh, that's a great question, Matt, if he loses. No, I think he's coming back either way for one more year. Win, lose, or draw. No draws, obviously, in the playoffs, but that's what will occur, in my opinion. He wants to play another couple years. And, he's capable of doing it, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, let's kind of be hypothetical here and talk a little hot stove baseball stuff. First of all,
sure.
Last week, for those of you that are baseball fans, we've got this stadium issue down here in Tampa Bay. And all of a sudden, over the weekend, I saw something across the street from where I live at Derby Downs, which is the dog track, which is going to be put out of business because they've made dog racing illegal in Florida, correct?
That's correct. Derby Lane there in Tampa. That could be a nice location to have a ball field. It'd be a little easier to get to than what currently is the field there in South St. Pete. That'd be more in North St. Pete.
Well, they'll only tie up both bridges, the Gandy Bridge and Howard Franklin, trying
yeah,
to get there.
But here's the
deal. I saw a survey crew, and I saw them Saturday most of the day. And then I saw them Sunday morning for part of the day. And they were out there, and they were staking some things out, and they were doing some surveying. They went all the way over to the water, you know, on the channel side there, the other side of the racetrack where the kennels were. And
sure.
They were out around the back, and they were down around the sides. He came all the way over to the east west side of it there. So they were just kind of seeing what they had there, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, wow. Is somebody looking at this property to buy it, and could it be the ball team?
Well, I think what's going to happen there, Matt, would be they still want to have simulcast horse racing and dog racing across other parts of the country. So that's going to, I don't know if that's going to happen or not there. And they still want to keep the poker room there going on. And the restaurant, too, has been very popular. So I don't know if that's the case, but you never know. Or maybe they're just looking to add some more condos and take some of the space. It could be interesting. I just can't see them putting them baseball team. I hope they don't. I don't think that would accomplish what they're trying to accomplish to get more fans and more advertising in the community. So, but you never know what they have in store, Matt, obviously.
Well, we do know about condos because one of the mobile home parks in between the condos where I'm at in Barney's is going to be taken out, and they are going to build some more high-rise condos there.
There you go. Well, and that'll be nice. I mean, there's a lot of people coming into our Tampa Bay area. It's a beautiful place to live. You and I both love it here. You're originally from Buffalo, New York. I've been a Florida guy all my life, and I just love this part of Florida.
Actually, I'm originally from Syracuse, but I like the Buffalo Bills.
That's right. I always do that to you, and I apologize, Captain. I just think you're a Buffalo, New York guy, but you're a Syracuse guy.
I go back to Jack Kemp and O.J. Simpson and, let's see, what was that other one? The great big fullback, Jim Braxton.
Jim Braxton.
Yeah, wow.
Jim Kelly and this new kid, Josh Allen.
Yep.
All our Buffalo Bills fans and listeners out there in the city that listens to your show, they definitely big fans are.
And say hello to Denver. They just joined the
club. Yes. Yeah, Denver, Colorado. What a beautiful place.
Yeah.
The Mile High City. And I think the Broncos are going to surprise some people next year.
And when you talk about baseball and Mile High, you got to talk about that supercharged atmosphere up there. You hit a ball up there, it's going a mile.
That's the truth. They've tried to put the balls in humidifiers.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know, it just cracks me up like a cigar. But it helps a little bit to lower that down. It's just that the ball just travels up there. That's just the way it is. But what a beautiful ballpark, the Rockies and everything. And they've done a great job up there with their sports team, the Avalanche and the Nuggets. That's a heck of a sports town.
By the way, the Atlanta Braves are down in Northport, big ballpark down there. So they're going to be spring training coming up in Northport.
Oh, yeah, it'll be nice to see them down there. A lot of people are going over to Disney World, Kissimmee, to watch them. Now they'll catch them in Northport. And the Tampa Bay Rays are there in Port Charlotte. So, yeah, they'll be doing spring training here in about a month. They'll have to report to camp, and I'm looking forward to that, like you, Matt, and a lot of the cities that listen to your show. Big baseball town.
Well, you got about a minute here, so let's talk about the insurance quarterback thing here.
I appreciate it, Matt. I'm the insurance quarterback here in Tampa Bay, and I can help out people all over the country. You just need to give me a call at 813-966-1052. I've helped out Matt with his insurances. I've helped out hundreds and thousands of people with insurance issues and questions and financial issues and planning. And Matt comes on the show with me Friday night from 5:30 to 6. Every Friday night, we do a great show on 1380 AM. And we have a lot of fun with it, Matt and I, talking about what's going on in the world. And I'm just here to help, Matt. As you know, I get back to the community, sports community, and try to help out as many people
as I can. And, of course, what you can do for the veterans is there's a loophole in there between their between their TRICARE and if they've got Medicare, or if they don't, there's a loophole in there where they have to do some out-of-pocket money, and you can help them close that loophole with what you offer.
Absolutely. I help out veterans every day as far as with their extended benefits, with their life insurance, with their mutual funds, their pension money, whatever it takes. I'm here to help the veterans. It's what it's all about. And it's been a pleasure being your friend. Please, thanks, Matt.
By the way, you'll be back on Friday. We're going to talk sports again on Friday.
Amen. Thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
All righty. Patrick Hyland, our insurance quarterback, and talk to him Mondays and Fridays about sports. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and now it's time for our beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. For the people that are down here from the north, they want to go boating, they want to go fishing, they want to go water skiing, they want to just get out on the water. Today, we're going to start out with some patchy fog up and down the Gulf side here, some inland areas too. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy in the morning with a low probably around 57, which is right about where it is now, 59 in St. Pete. Northwest wind starting out today about 6 miles an hour. And that fog will stick around, the patchy fog, until about 9 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy and then gradually becoming sunny this afternoon with a high around 68, and from there the temperature will drop. Be prepared. North winds 6 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 48. Tomorrow will be up around 65. Tuesday night, low around 46. Wednesday, high around 65. Thursday morning, Wednesday night, 47 degrees before we get back up towards seasonal temperatures again. So we're going to get 3 nights of cooler weather. But right now,
We've got seas 2 feet, 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature is at 65 degrees. The bay water temperature at 66. Our low tide will be coming in at 12:42. And it looks like our high tide will be here, or already is here. We've already had our high tide, so there you go. But our beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club, which has 168 locations, including the one here in Tampa Bay. Over 300 boats right here. It's the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat system right here in Tampa Bay. Three different plans to choose from. Number one, the economy plan, which is the one that I belong to. Great for retirees and those who work on weekends. You get the first month of member dues free. Unlimited weekday usage, Monday through Friday. You get four rolling reservations at any time. And reciprocity anywhere in the unit with all 168 national locations. Save $1,500 on the plan. If you're a veteran, a first responder, or you work in the medical profession, otherwise it's $1,000 savings to join right now. Now, they do have the one-time entry fee, and then after that, you just pay a monthly dues rate to be able to continue to have a boat. And that applies to you and another member of your household. Then they have the standard plan, which is their most popular. That's 7 days a week. And they have unlimited seven-day usage at any of their locations in the franchise system, 168, or any of the 19 locations right here in the Tampa Bay area. With four rolling reservations, reciprocity, and also the same $1,500 off if you are a veteran, a first responder, active duty military, or retired as a first responder, or work in a medical profession. So you can save $1,500 off the one-time entry fee there. And then the third plan they have is a seasonal plan where if you're only around for a couple of months or 3 months down here in Florida, you can pay month to month, but you don't get national reciprocity with that. So you get a little, but you don't get a lot. How's that? That makes sense? Now, we've got a lot of different things that have been transpiring here with people talking about different stuff. And Lisa Murkowski, the senator from Alaska, had quite a bit to say about this government shutdown and who's doing what and et cetera, et cetera. And I want you to listen to her take on this because it's the first time that she said anything publicly. Let's just listen to her for just a minute or so. Anytime you want, Lisa. Well, it's like this. Excuse me. It's like this. She doesn't want to be heard from today. But she said, I'm one who signed on, I think, to most of the bills. So out there trying to help alleviate some of the individuals and what their families are going through, whether it's pay our Coast Guard Act to end this government shutdown, to pay the Accepted Personnel Act and all that sort of stuff. And by the way, up in Alaska, they have a very large Coast Guard base up there, Kodiak, Alaska, and they do a lot of rescues from up there. So there's a pretty good-sized Coast Guard community up there that needs to be taken care of. And believe me, we can't forget about our Coast Guard. We just can't forget about our Coast Guard because they're the short guys out on this. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I've made the suggestion to a couple of my congressional representatives, friends of mine, I've told them that they need to finally, once and for all, take the Coast Guard out of the Department of Homeland Security and put it back in the military where it needed to be to begin with. Put it back in the DOD, make it a military service, because they do send these Coast Guardsmen all around the world. And that's something that if you're going to do that and you're going to be treated like your mainstream military, then they wouldn't have to be going through this pay stuff because the Department of Homeland Security is not being funded right now. There was no continuing resolution sent to the president to fund this. So think about that for a minute and see if that's not a good idea. I think it is because I want to see the Coast Guard get paid on a regular basis. And I believe that they're certainly capable of doing the job of any other branch of the service because I've met a lot of these guys. And some of the jobs they have to do when they get overseas, let me tell you something, it's pretty rough, pretty tough, guarding oil bulkheads and oil wells out in the Gulf and being on patrol with a small patrol boat versus what some of these big vessels are that could take them on at any one time. It's serious stuff. So I'm just saying, time for the Coast Guard to be recognized, advance and be recognized, as we say. But it is what it is. Now, this final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, and they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old Uncle Sam red, white, and blue with the American flag, too. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer and Gaffney dealer, and guess what? They can actually send stuff cross-country. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Joel and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out and about driving around. That could be Kevin or Dominic behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And they will send stuff if you need it. Shades, shutters, blinds, whatever they have in display, they will send it all around the country. So there you go. Because I've seen them mail some of that stuff out before. Now, want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Want to thank Denver, AM 710 The Answer, our newest affiliate up there in Denver. And we look forward to talking to a lot of you guys and gals. We'll try to keep you abreast of what's going on up there, especially the truckers traveling across I-70 and up and down I-25 out there with all the different snow lanes and things that you have. I'm well aware of the area. Been out there a number of times. Love the ballpark out there because I've actually been at Coors Field. I was there for one of the first games they played when they first started the team there, along with the Tampa Bay Rays. I happened to be in Colorado, and I think I went to the third game that was played there. Not the first, not the second, but the third game. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. Talk about long balls and talk about smashing it out of the park there. The balls were just sailing out of there. And I bought a Colorado Rockies jersey when I was there. Don't know what happened to it, but I had one. And also bought a Colorado Rockies hat. Don't know what happened to it either. But anyway, you guys have a great day now. And remember, it's all about we the people here in the Captain's America Third Watch. There is no I, me, or mine. What we do, it's we the people. We are the bosses of applesauce. These folks in D.C. work for us. And I'll see you all tonight on the radio. Thank you very much. God bless America. Have a great day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.